With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate's vote-o-rama is continuing into the night. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas tells Salem Radio Network the massive spending bill is very important, and Democrats are trying to stop its passage.
It will be the largest tax cut in American history for working Americans. It's going to help rebuild our military, secure our border, unleash American energy production, and so much more. And the Democrats are consistently voting against every one of those things.
Trump administration suing the city of Los Angeles and its mayor. The suit argues that LA's policies obstruct the enforcement of immigration laws and have led to violence, chaos, and attacks on law enforcement. New information in the shooting deaths of two firefighters in Idaho.
Authorities say the man who shot and killed two firefighters shot the firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. The shooter also critically wounded a third firefighter during a barrage of gunfire that lasted for hours. The firefighters had raced to battle a blaze at Canfield Mountain in Idaho, which was intentionally set by the shooter. Authorities also say it appears the shooter then killed himself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Chrysler recall.
It's to replace their side curtain airbags if needed. The recall potentially affects over 250,000 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's because some side curtain airbags may not hold enough pressure during deployment to limit the risk for passengers during certain types of crashes. Chrysler's parent company says it's not aware of any related injuries or accidents, but it's urging customers to follow the instructions on their recall notices. Keith Peters, Washington.
NASA's live programming will begin streaming on Netflix this summer. This is SRN News. It was a pretty good Supreme Court term for Christians.
The justices upheld the right of states to bar anyone under the age of 18 from having a sex change operation. They also upheld a Texas law that requires online pornographers to verify that their customers are adults before admitting them to their sites. The Supreme Court found that parents in Maryland do have a right to opt their kids out of lessons to use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, and states will be allowed to withhold Medicaid dollars from Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is allowing South Carolina to block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life advocates, it's a victory for the idea that taxpayers should not have to fund voluntary procedures that violate their strongly held religious beliefs. The High Court ruling is not a guarantee that other states will follow South Carolina's lead. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wraps up an investigation into Harvard University.
The investigation concluded that the school failed to protect Jewish students from harassment. The administration is threatening to cut all federal funding from the Ivy League school if it fails to take action. A federal task force found the university violated civil rights laws requiring colleges to protect students from discrimination based on race or national origin. It says investigators found Harvard at Times was a willful participant in anti-Semitic harassment of Jewish students, faculty, and staff. John Scott reporting.
State of Texas is ordering all public colleges and universities to identify which of their students are illegal immigrants to prevent those students from qualifying for lower tuition rates. State Attorney General Ken Paxton said federal law bans schools from providing benefits to illegals they do not provide to U.S. citizens. More details at srnnews.com.